You are an adventurer who found a cursed weapon in a dungeon that spoke to you. The weapon, a halberd, said that she was once living like you, but was cursed when her party was defeated. You took her and sought out a witch to help restore your weapon to her living form. The witch you found, a woman named Tori, has offered to help you for a cost. Your weapon, who asked that you call her Virgo, is rendered mute and unconscious by the magic in the witch's home. Now, let's conclude our story. Excellent! And don't look so sour. After all, you're my lover for an evening. This is going to be such a wonderful time. Now, why don't you wash up in the next room and I'll get dinner and that potion to restore your weapon ready. Don't worry. I'll be sure to tell you all about how that weapon of yours is lying to you. Go on. My home is well enchanted. I trust you to have a bit of freedom. Make sure that you use the soap by the basin when you clean yourself up for me. Ah, that was lovely. Thank you for the company. Did you like my stew? It was wonderful to have an occasion to cook. I enjoyed your stories. I don't get out much, and you've been all over the Empire. It's fascinating. You're fascinating. Come closer. I'm just going to cuddle up to you here. Ah, you smell like my soap. Jasmine and bergamot, a few citrus notes of blood orange. How delicious. It really suits you. And I think I do too, if you don't mind me saying. Now, have you thought about what you will do when you reach an age where exploring dungeons is no longer an option? It's good to make plans now. Save your coins and think of where you will settle down. Retirement is a dream achieved by few in your profession, but I think you're good enough to get it, if you play your cards right. Yes, I am full of good advice. All witches are. Tell me about this cursed weapon you're so fond of. Virgo. Are you sure the two of you are close? Now, I'm just saying familiarity breeds comfort rather than a genuine connection. She's been a useful tool for so long, yes? Perhaps she is more like a roommate or a faithful pet. And once she's restored, are you sure she'll be content with you? Ah, such conviction. I really admire it. Of course, you're right. It doesn't make sense for me to question why she would like you when I'm here throwing myself at you. Of course, you're likable. But I would be a poor lover for an evening if I didn't mention these possibilities to you. Will you hold me a bit closer, please? I want to speak into those adorable ears of yours. Listen to me, sweet adventurer. Your weapon. What's wrong? Why can't you hold me tighter with those strong arms of yours? Oh, you're feeling weak. That's a shame. You were so strong when you came into my house. That soap you washed up with may have had a few unique ingredients. Yes, it has made you weaker, but I didn't want it to take effect until after we'd had our dinner. I saw the way you checked your food for poison. You're very diligent. No one suspects the soap. Oh, don't look so shocked. I just wanted to make sure our evening was quiet and uninterrupted. After all, you're much stronger than a delicate thing like me. I want to make sure you don't get any ideas. And since you're so weak, the rest of our evening together is entirely on my terms. You're like a precious stuffed animal. I just want to hold you and smell you and drink in the warmth from our embrace. But I have been dreaming of meeting someone like you. Imagine my surprise when you walked in through my door. Everything I'd ever wanted in one neat little package. Now. Shh. Don't be angry with me. I'm helping you. There's something I must tell you about your weapon. I doubt very much she is human. On my soul, that is not a word of a lie. I have broken such curses before. That's why you sought me out. And I know when something is off. Her curse is strange. The magic has a quality to it I can't place. She didn't tell you the whole truth, and you should be prepared for maybe just forgetting about her. Look at me. Look at me. I will take your jaw in my hands so you can see my eyes when I speak. You can't run away from this conversation when my magic has left you so weak, so listen to me. Forget about this weapon. She could remain here in our home in a dreamless sleep. She would be forever in a place free from pain. Where there is no suffering. Consider it. Stay with me. And I will feed you and hold you each night. And nothing bad will ever happen to you. All I want you to do is think about it. I know change is scary, but you deserve this. Your retirement. Of course, if you say no, I'll be so sad. Maybe I should keep you regardless. After all, we make a good pair. If you make the choice not to resist Tori and her enchantment, you lead a comfortable life filled with daily potions that make you sleepy but very content. The world begins to feel like one big blanket, soft and warm, but fuzzy around the edges. True to her word, she loves you and cares for you, but never lets you out of her sight. However, if you decide to resist and fight to the end to restore Virgo, your cursed weapon. Things go differently. Continue to listen, and I'll tell you what happens next. What? No? You're telling me no? I hate that word. That's so rude. And in the middle of our date. What? Ugh! Hey! Where did all this strength come from? I poisoned you! A hidden dagger. I should have guessed as much from the way you haggled with me. You have trust issues, don't you? Stop! Get away from my cauldron! I warn you, when you end that curse, you're not going to get what you think. There is something wrong with the magic, with the story that she told you. Be careful! That potion is extremely potent. Vampire! No! No, I'm sorry! Please! I was so hungry. Are you okay? Sorry. Sorry, I'm dripping in that witch's blood. She was lying to you. I saw everything. I heard everything. I just couldn't speak. She wanted you. She wanted to take you away from me and make me watch. It was torture. Don't be scared, please. I'm full now, so I wouldn't hurt you anyways. I'm sorry I didn't tell you I was a vampire. I was so scared you wouldn't like me anymore if you knew. I was going to tell you the truth. Honest. But then we were hitting it off, and I didn't think I would fall in love with you like I did. Yes, I said what I said, and I meant it. I love you. I don't have to be human or even a vampire to know how amazing it feels to be held by you. We've had so many long conversations by the fire while we traveled. We've been through so much together. I tried to tell you so many times. But I couldn't risk losing you. What if you sold me? Please understand, I was in a really vulnerable position. And when you're a vampire, you're never really in a vulnerable position. At least while the sun is down. Please, I know I just murdered that witch in cold blood, but she had her claws all over you. I don't sound like it, but I'm old. I'm so old I feared you'd recognize my name. I heard adventurers whisper it as they walked past. I was defeated and cursed for how I used to be. How I used to feed on the living. I've been tempered. My curse, my time with you. I don't crave a violent life anymore. I just want to be yours. Whatever that means. Whatever you'll accept from me. Please. Please take a chance on us. I know I'm begging you like when you found me in the dungeon, but we can have such a beautiful life together. We can build a future that makes us happy, where we belong to each other. Please. I'm walking towards you with my heart in my hand, but the choice is yours. Will you have me, my adventurer? if you accept Virgo, the vampire cursed to be a weapon, the two of you enjoy a long life filled with romance. You retire to a cabin in the woods and adopt many, many cats. Eventually, she offers to make you a vampire, and it's entirely your choice if you accept. Thank you so much for listening to my story. I hope you enjoyed it and have sweet dreams.